The deputy president of Iraq, Osama Nujafi, has revealed that the number of ISIL militants in Nineveh province does not exceed 5,000. The top Iraqi official also said that just 3% of the citizens in Nineveh are following the orders of the terrorists. He also added that different Iraqi military units and voluntary forces are getting prepared to participate in the operation to liberate Nineveh province from ISIL terrorists.
Usually in the battle, the number of the forces attacking must be 3 times more than the number of the defending forces. ISIL does not have the capability to control the field and cannot force citizens into obeying its orders. Therefore, it is very easy now to defeat the group.
The Council of Nineveh Province issued a decision not to accept any forces from outside the province of Nineveh to participate in the liberation.
We cannot compare the military strength that Iraqi forces have to what ISIL has. We have 1.5 million soldiers, as well as 80,000 fighters in the popular mobilization. Therefore, we cannot predict the results. Yet looking at the psychological state of ISIL, we can say that we will win this battle.
The self-proclaimed leader of ISIL, Ibrahim Samarra'i, instructed recently the transfer of dozens of militants from different nationalities, such as Europeans and militants from East Asia and Chechnya, including foreign women, to Nineveh and Hawija, southwest of Kirkuk and Hamrin Mountains, near Biji in Salah ad-Din province, after the group lost 300 of its fighters in Nineveh. The preparations for the Nineveh operations are underway, with ISIL militants recruiting more foreigners in Iraq following their great defeat in Salah ad-Din province. Rehshan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.